You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are now, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Tim Kawakami here, 49ers Plus Minus on a Tuesday cutdown day. We've had some technical difficulties. We are a work in progress as much as the 49ers cut to 53 was today. Barrow's had some struggles, some technological differences with the StreamYard setup or whatever it was in his computer. But we got him here on the phone. Barrow's, if he sounds a little different, looks a little different, that's why it is. But Barrow's, we're fighting through it. 49ers cut to 53. It was one of the oddest cuts to 53 I can remember. What strikes you generally about what happened today?
Well, the thing that strikes me most is that they've got two healthy wide receivers right now. And one of those guys, by the way, has gone through 1.5 practices so far with the team. That's Sky Moore. The other healthy guy is Ricky Pearsall. We don't really know what's going on with Juwan Jennings. That's a big sort of question mark at this point. But, I mean, we've been talking about this a lot the last couple of weeks. It still suggests that they're going to do other things at that position. And, some interesting names, we'll just, phrase it like that, became available today. Would not be surprised if somebody is added either on the practice squad or on the active roster to really kind of help this team get through the early part of the season. DeMarcus Robinson is out for 3 weeks. He's suspended. That became official today. Also official, Brandon Ayuk landing on PUP. That means he's out the first four games. Probably isn't going to be, back in action until at least, let's say, week six or so, full speed. So that's the biggest thing to take away. Sebastian Valdez, we talked a lot about him.
Yep.
And we thought that he was probably going to make this squad. Now they have to kind of sweat it out over the next 24 hours when he goes through waivers and see if anybody else snaps him up. But I thought it was interesting when you break it down, which players sort of beat out other players to land on at least this initial roster.
Yeah, Sebastian Valdez didn't make the 11 defensive linemen they kept. Like, I would have thought maybe if they go 9, he doesn't give me, they go 11, which is amazing. They kept 11 defensive linemen and 10 offensive linemen, 21 linemen on a 53-man roster. Obviously, there will be changes and moves, but like those are the people they want on the roster, right? I guess they thought they might lose Robert Beal if they exposed him. I guess Evan Anderson, same thing. Or maybe he just beat out Valdez, which I did not see myself on the field, but coaches are looking at other things. And then they keep they keep 10 offensive linemen. Drew Moss they keep. They cut Nick Sakel, but they keep Connor Colby. They keep a lot of people. I just am a little confused by that because they cut – all these other, Russell Gage and Robbie Chosen and, Curtis Robinson. Guys, I think Jeff Wilson Jr., guys I been talking like I think they're going to use, and I think they still think they're going to use, but they cut them and they keep Drew Moss and some other guys. I'm a little confused by. Did they have to raise Yetur Gross-Matos from PUP to get him on the roster to make sure he's their 10th defensive lineman? Really went fat at those two positions. I get it. Line of scrimmage, that's what they believe in. Maybe they really thought they were going to lose Drew Moss. I wouldn't have thought so. Not watching the one-on-one drills, but maybe he's gotten better and better. I guess they don't fear losing Jeff Wilson Jr. I think there's going to be a ton of practice squad guys that they really are going to count on, but they only get to elevate him 3 times a year, right? That, like, you can't just keep – he's not really part of your roster. So there's some confusing things. The receiver more than – I was confused they didn't put Jacob Cowing on injured reserve. They put him on the regular roster. They probably will put him on coming up, but they could have had designated a return Jacob Cowing. That would have given them another spot here. It really went interesting – kind of so fat on the lines and so thin at wide receiver. And I think pretty thin at linebacker too. They went with 5. Normally we'd go with 6. They cut Chaz Surratt and they cut Curtis Robinson. 2 guys I think we both thought probably would both make it. And they both special teams guys and they both go down. It was really a weird thing, you know, just work in progress. Shanahan talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but man, they went to the extreme with this. Let's go to Juwan Jennings. I mean, I wrote yesterday they could put him on IR. I still think it's possible if they don't know if he's going to play. And this cuts 2 ways, right? They've cut the receiving room down so far that they really do need Juwan Jennings if he's going to be on the 53 to practice and to play. But also, like, I mean, they've cut themselves. Like, they could bring 2 or 3 more guys there if they've cut it down so thin. Kendrick Bourne did not get cut. That's the guy we've been circling as someone they could. I'm just a little confused where, like, if they are counting on Juwan Jennings and they don't know if he's going to play, what have they got a receiver? I mean, Sky Moore, for all we familiar name and, you know, reasonably high draft pick, caught 0 passes last year. He's their veteran. He's their number 2 veteran right now. Caught 0 passes. Ricky Pearsall's like, he's the guy. He's absolutely – he got 31 passes last year. They have 31 healthy receptions on their 53-man roster. Woo! I mean, even if they do some surgery, it's going to be really interesting. And now the Juwan Jennings thing becomes very interesting. Of course, it's been interesting the whole time. Got Shanahan and John Lynch talking tomorrow, so maybe there will be some resolution on that regard. Maybe there won't be. I don't know. I'm interested in this. It does look like they've got, like, let's just have like a 59-man roster with all these guys that we know won't get cut and won't get picked up by other teams. We'll be on our practice squad because I think Jeff Wilson is going to play on this team and he got cut. And I think Robbie Chosen is going to play on this team and he got cut. Thomas Morstead, their punter, got cut. They'll bring him back. You just can't keep bringing guys back though, because then you have to cut other people. I am confused by a lot of these things. If it all works out, it'll be a genius kind of like money ball sort of thing is what I'm looking at. They're kind of trying to play the system, but you're exposing yourself to some guys getting picked up by other teams. You can only play, you know, bring them up 3 times for the practice squad. Man, there's a lot going on with this roster. There's some gambling. I've never seen a team do this with a punter before. Let's just cut him and we'll bring him back. It's bizarre. Where else do you think they're a little thin right now?
Well, you mentioned linebacker. The their week 1 opponents, the Seattle Seahawks, kept 2 fullbacks, sort of signaling what they're going to be about this year, which is running the ball a lot. And the 49ers kind of go into that game with 5 linebackers. I do think that Surratt and Robinson are practice squad candidates that you can, you know, move up as needed. And one of those guys may end up being permanently promoted at some point this season. As far as the offensive line, you know, this was a team that, you know, last year saw Jarrett Kingston get snapped up off of waivers. The year before it was Ill Manning. They always seem to have a developmental offensive lineman who gets, you know, swiped by another team. So obviously they didn't want to do that with Drew Moss. I think that the 49ers feel like he's their center of the future. Mm. And we haven't seen him play a snap of center yet. But this is based on what Chris Foerster said, that, you know, this guy doesn't have great length. He's probably not perfect for guard, but he's really strong. He's really stout, and he moves well. And so sometimes with centers, you know, Matt Hennessy is a good example. You get a guy who's smart, who's good on his feet. He's just not as powerful as some of these other guys. So I think that that's the plan for Moss. I mean, give him a 53-man spot because of that? I mean, he seems like a developmental player who's perfect for the practice squad, especially if we're going to use him at center in the future. But I mean, like I said, this team's been bitten before when it comes to the waiver wire. And you know, this year I think they're the shoppers on waivers, and they're not the sellers. And I think wide receiver is going to be one of those. We mentioned linebacker. Obviously, you recall my draft crush, Pooh Paul, out of Ole Miss.
We all do.
He was a surprise cut today by the Los Angeles Rams. That would be a nice pickup, and it would be sort of an FU to the Rams, who last year, you know, swiped a couple of 49ers players. And I'm sure the Rams would like Pooh Paul back on their practice squad. The 49ers can, you know, snap him up and bring him to the active roster. Like you noted, they have to cut somebody. They have to make or put somebody on IR. I think Jacob Cowing absolutely is heading to IR. This allows the 49ers to, you know, he's a 6-week at least injury. They don't have to use one of their designated to return. They only have 8 of those a season. One is already going to be used on Kevin Givens. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of, you know, gives you the option. Maybe you have an abundance of wide receivers by midseason. You don't need Jacob Cowing this year. That's a possibility. You probably will at some point, but putting him on IR tomorrow, for example, will allow you the option to kind of make him one of those guys that you do bring back, but you don't have to. You don't have to use up one of your designated
two. He's not committed to him. Yes, yeah,
You're not committed to doing that. So I think that's what the thinking is there.
Jordan Watkins, I mean, I thought he was an IR candidate, might still be, but you carry both of them on the 53. It's interesting to me. Do you think he's not going to go on IR? Or, I mean, I think he probably should go, if you ask me, if you need live bodies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I don't think he will go. I think he's a question mark for week one, but I think they feel good that week two, week three, he's going to be back. And remember, you have to have, you know, seven guys inactive on game days anyway. So he would be one of your Seattle inactives. And then theoretically, you sign a Russell Gage to the practice squad. Maybe you sign somebody else that was cut today from another team to the practice squad. Those guys are, you know, you can promote for one game, and they can play against Seattle. So I think that's what they're thinking right now. Can't see any team clamoring to sign Russell Gage. Remember, if you take a guy off of waivers, you have to bring him to your active roster.
Yep.
So I don't think any team is going to do that. I think that they feel pretty secure about Gage. Probably feel the same way about Robbie Chosen. Probably feel the same way about Tariq Owen. So they can sort of bulk up that very, very thin wide receiver group via the practice squad, at least until, you know, the DeMarcus Robinsons, the Brandon Ayuks, et cetera, are ready to play again.
Yeah, I would underline again, you can only do it three times a piece for each player. So that might run out fast. Maybe that's all they need him for the first 3 weeks, first three of the four or whatever that works out to be. Another sneaking thought I had was 10 offensive linemen. Is there some worry about Dominic Pudi in week one? Like, you're just loading up with guards. I mean, there's so many guards on this roster. Do you think that's in question at all?
I don't. I mean, I think it's a question. I think if it was a real big question, they would have hung on to Zakel, who you've seen play in an NFL game. You know he can get it done. Right now, you know, if something were to happen with Pooney, if he, something happened with the knee that they weren't expecting, it would be Connor Colby starting at right guard. So a seventh round rookie starting at right guard in week one in Seattle would be a tough ask. So that tells me that they're pretty confident that Pooney's going to be back. We saw him the other day. He had a sleeve on his knee. He was doing some light running. Seems like he might be back next week when practices begin in earnest. That's how I'm reading it. They kept four tackles, the two starters plus Spencer Burford and Austin Pleasance. We sort of saw that coming from maybe 10 days ago when, you know, Dillard was cut. Isaiah Prince was hurt in the preseason game on Saturday. So basically they've got two swing guys. I'm sure Burford is going to be the guy who's in uniform on game days. But if McKivitz were to go down for a period of time, they might basically be, you know, dressing Pleasance playing him at right tackle. So, you know, I think that's probably a thin position across the league, and it's certainly a thin position for the 49ers.
There's a whole lot of guys that sound like they're in line to be inactive, but you only get seven inactives. They're going to have a lot of inactives. I guess nine if you bring up two practice squad guys. It just seems like they've built a roster full of guys that are probably not going to play, not full of guys, but a lot of guys are probably going to play. And there's guys in the practice squad who I think should play over them. It's just this weird combination of I don't knows out there. And, you know, Jordan James, who I was like wondering if he was going to be put on IR or one of these lists, maybe he will, but I guess not. But then you have four running backs. So that's another one that's going on the actives. It's like a whole lot of stuff going on. And I'm the one who floated out Isaac Arendo. Maybe he gets cut. He does not get cut, but I'm looking at that one. I'm interested there. There's a whole lot of.
Do I get a point for that?
You get a point. You got a bunch of points on this one. I was Evan Anderson. Obviously, that's your whole thing. This was a weird one. This went away from a lot of things that I was thinking. I thought Curtis Robinson almost was guaranteed a spot, and maybe at some point he will be back. But you know, player rep, respected guy, fought back from injury, interception return for a touchdown in the preseason. And I just was like, I just thought that's a guy that they're going to want on this team. And he gets cut. I just like there was a lot of surprises to me that does seem like an unsettled situation. They wouldn't argue with that. All these injuries have unsettled a lot of things, and we're going to see them make moves, I'm sure, throughout this week, maybe next week and into the season. They're going to go back and forth with guys because they just don't have, you know, that second to third layer of the roster is weird this year, and especially because a lot of it got hurt. But I'm just – there's a lot of this I'm still trying to wrap my head around, and that I don't know what kind of things they're thinking about all these guys, specifically the hurt guys that you're not sure about. I don't know what they think about Jordan James going into this season. I don't know what they think about Jordan Watkins going into this season. I don't know what they think about, you know, Matt Hennessy makes this roster. I mean, Matt Hennessy made the roster, and then they kept another guy that they think they could play center. It's really interesting kind of the bets they made. Now we'll see who gets plucked. If anybody does, we'll see who's healthy, who's out in the practice field. I just think there's, man, it's like couched about three or four different ways. And it's a sign of an unsettled team is what I feel like.
The Valdez waving did surprise me because, you know, he's looked good in games. He's looked good in practices. And here's the kicker. He's been the one defensive lineman who's been healthy throughout the spring and the summer. He hasn't missed a single practice over that span. And there aren't any other – I don't think there are any other – maybe Bryce Huff did that as well. Mm-hmm. He certainly didn't play a lot in the spring. But that's rare on this 49ers team and very rare for the defensive line group, as we know, got – really kind of dinged up and beat down this summer.
Were you surprised by your Turk Grosmanos being put on the active?
Well, yeah, it would have been a good way to, get somebody else on the active roster while he recovers in full. They like Turk Grosmanos. They think that he's, you know, a starting caliber defensive lineman. He figures in well. So I can only imagine that, you know, they want him up. They want him contributing. And he did finally pass his kind of physical that he had to do coming back from that knee cleanup. So I think that's probably good news. We haven't seen him practice in 2025 yet. So if he's on the field on Wednesday, they have a late afternoon practice. It'll be the first time that we've seen him there. To your point from a few days ago, you were watching Robert Beal get a lot of special teams snaps. You're watching Daryl Luter get a lot of special team snaps. Both of those guys made the initial roster, and Beal made it over Travis Gibson. Travis Gibson, I think I'm saying it right this time.
Gibson.
And the other guy's Gifford. And then Luter made it over Dallas Flowers. And that surprised me a bit because I thought that Flowers had been more stable. He'd been in the starting lineup a lot longer than Luter. Luter was up and down. I think that Luter did start to come on towards the end. And so they like his upside. He's also a draft pick. He's also playing a lot of special teams. I think that probably swung it for him in the end.
That's the one thing that I hit this year, which is my normal thing. Just watch who's playing special teams in those preseason games. That's the most important thing for roster. It's not exactly how everyone plays when it's offense versus defense, because that can be scrambled because you're a third stringer and you're lining up against third stringers, or a second stringer lining up against fourth stringers. Who's throwing out there? Who's covering the punts in the preseason? Because that's where they try to use their first team out there, because they need to get them the reps. And if you see somebody who's like on the borderline and he's getting tons of reps on the special teams, somebody who I would circle, say, I think that person's going to make the team. Now, I would have thought again about the same thing about Curtis Robinson and Chester Rapp, but Maybe they're bringing him back, but Saran Neal makes it as like an extra defensive back. Like they went deep at defensive back too. It's all very interesting. And all, the other thing is when they sent out Jair Brown, Luke Farrell. I can't even. Yeah, we're getting these Lukes all mixed up. The linebacker
Gifford.
And Luke Gifford. Jeez, their names are similar. And Spencer Burford wasn't going to be in jeopardy because those three guys were the captains for the last. They're, none of them are getting cut. Like that's when I knew Jair Brown was not going to get cut. There's signals they send out sometimes in games that I am not confused by. I am confused by some of the things that they did at the cutdown. But we'll see. I mean, we've talked about this is like a backfilling preseason. Like they're backfilling the roster. They're like doing stuff and then knowing that down the road they're going to get other guys in here. Did you see anybody on the waiver wire that interested you? Like that could be headed to the 49ers?
Yeah, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. What wide receivers could get cut who would be interesting for the 49ers? And most of those guys ended up getting cut today. A couple of them did not. Kendrick Bourne didn't. I think that the New England Patriots held on to 8 wide receivers, and Bourne has not been part of their training camp. He doesn't seem to be part of their future plans. They seem to be trying to trade him and, trying to get something for him and not giving him away for free. And so I think that he's still somebody that the 49ers, their fans should think about as a possibility. Might not be today, might not be this week. It might be during the season, but hard to see them holding on to 8 wide receivers. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And then I'm not sure about Curtis Samuel. He was also on the list. He was supposed to be on the bubble in Buffalo, but he would be a veteran receiver who could come in and give you decent snaps. The other guys are, 2 ex-49ers, Ronnie Bell and Dante Pettis. They know the offense.
Were they both cut? I missed that.
They were both cut. River Craycraft, who's been on this team, was cut by Miami. He's another guy that can come in and play for you on September 7th. I don't think that that's in the cards, but I'm just saying. And then, there's a guy, Malachi Corley, somebody that they brought in for a pre-draft visit last year. He was drafted by the Robert Saleh-led New York Jets. Last year didn't work out. New coaching staff over there. He's sort of a Debo type player. Not a great route runner, not tremendous speed, but he does break tackles. The issue with that is that, the 49ers sort of got their gadget guy in Sky Moore. So if I'm the 49ers and I'm worried about weeks 1 through 3, I want somebody who runs routes well. I want somebody who flies down the field and puts pressure on the back end. So Marquez Valdez-Scantling just got released by the Seattle Seahawks. The 49ers could sign him tomorrow if they wanted. So he's somebody who played for Mike LaFleur in Green Bay, Matt LaFleur, and for Clint Kubiak in both New Orleans and this offseason in Seattle. So somebody who would be familiar with the offense would not need a lot of runway to get going. So those are the names. Hunter Renfro, I feel like they have their Hunter Renfro in Sky Moore. Those are the ones that jumped out to me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, I like Valdes-Scantling as just a different kind of receiver than what they've got. And I know Robbie Chosen kind of fits in there too, so we'll see what they do with Robbie Chosen. I might pick him over all of them, and that might be end up who they bring back. But other teams might have seen what he's done, and he might get plucked by someone else. You don't know. How many ads? Let's just do a little over under. What would you say the total number of guys they sign from other teams, waiver wire cuts, that they bring in this week? What's the total?
To their active roster?
Yeah, to their active roster.
To their active roster, I'd say it's one.
Okay. I'd say two, receiver and something else. I'm not sure what the something else. But, yeah, it's hard to say too many because they've got so many things they got to do, right? They've got to put some guys on IR. They got to bring the punter back. It looks like they could do a million things, but they have to do a million things internally first, and they have to create these spots. And they clearly don't want to cut, like you would say, cut on the offensive line, but they kept those guys over other guys. So I don't think they're cutting Drew Moss. I don't think they're cutting Robert Beal. You know, they kept these guys with some sort of purpose. So you can't just say they'll go into it. I don't know if you're going to carry 11 defensive linemen in the season, though. That just seems absurd. But maybe, I am curious to ask John Lynch about this. It's like, can you explain why you're carrying 11 defensive linemen? That's unnecessary in the NFL. It's like, that's not what you do in the NFL, but maybe that's the plan. Maybe they're happy with that. I know there was some buzz about kickers being cut. I do not believe that they are in any way thinking about moving on from Jake Moody. I mean, they could be unhappy with him. We can all know the misses. I just don't think they want to think about it. Would you disagree with that?
No, I think that's their plan. And, you know, Greg Joseph, a guy that was in their camp, has been available all along. Mm-hmm. So if they're, you know, trying to move on from Jake Moody, they would probably do it with Greg Joseph. And they're not at this point. Now, if they lose 17-16 in Seattle because of a missed field goal at the end, we could be kind of talking about this. You know, I think feel like Jake Moody is going to be the gift that keeps on giving when it comes to this podcast. Yes.
He ain't going away. He ain't going away. There's no. He's just not. He's at least for 3-4 weeks for sure, and probably the whole season. One draft pick cut. The only one, Junior Bergen. You know, not, really late pick, but I know some people are excited about him. I think we both agreed the Sky Moore signing was a clear indication that they were not seeing Junior Bergen's fit on this roster the way it was set up. And then we didn't even really see him at wide receiver at the end of camp, right? He was barely getting any offensive reps. It was just the returner. And you just can't hold a spot open for just a returner. Any other rookies in there that you're surprised made it, or you think, or have a little bit of an arrow going up as we go into the regular season?
Well, I don't really know what the plan is with Curtis Rourke, the quarterback who was taken in the seventh round and who's going to start the season on NFI. So NFI is like PUP. You have to sit out at least the first four games. The 49ers, and we've discussed this ad nauseum, we don't need to talk about it anymore, but they didn't seem really serious about their number three quarterback this summer. And now both Tanner Mordecai and Carter Bradley have been waived, injured. They both suffered ankle injuries Saturday against the Chargers. I don't know what the plan is for the beginning of the season. I mean, obviously the long-term plan is to have Curtis Rourke be the young guy, the young developmental guy. Does that start happening in week five? Is this a redshirt year for him? Do they bring in a placeholder for the first 6 weeks of the season to be on the practice squad? I don't really know what they're thinking with that. Just for in practical purposes, during a regular season practice, it'll be Mac Jones getting the scout team reps. So Mac Jones will play Sam Darnold in week one, for example, and mimic the Seahawks offense. So you don't really need a third quarterback, but I mean, in this league, you do, because there's so many injuries. I mean, Mac Jones just got hurt the other day.
Yep.
So that's a question mark to me. And I don't think Carter Bradley is the answer. I don't think Tanner Mordecai is the answer. I don't think Nate Sudfeld is the answer. A lot of quarterbacks were released today. So I think that's another position that they'll probably bring in. It'll probably be to the practice squad. But, they'll have the opportunity to kind of experiment with a young quarterback like they did with Bradley and Mordecai this summer.
You kind of need a quarterback just to make sure Purdy's arm doesn't fall off, right? Just throw those receiver drills. So you just don't want your QB1 to go through every single pass is what I would think, unless Shanahan's arm livens up and he starts throwing those balls. Who knows?
It might be Jake Lynch as the third quarterback.
Jake Lynch, he had a nice go around at it.
This nepotism thing doesn't really end here.
No, it doesn't. Not with this team. Not with this team. Absolutely not. Anything else you got here? A lot of I'm just kind of just still going over. I was very, very baffled by some of these things. I get that there's ways that this could all work, but it is cutting it close on certain things. And maybe that's just the spot they're in now. They're not the superpower roster they were in 2019. They've had these injuries to deal with, but I'm just still like, okay, let's see it all play out over the next few days. Starting with the receiving group, which just seems like Matt Barros, what if Ricky Pearsall gets hurt? Like, this happens. I don't know that they ever ask these questions of themselves sometimes. Like, what if this happens? They're like, it's so great. We're optimistic. This person is going to be out there. And then one guy gets hurt and the whole thing looks like it's really, really, really in trouble. So I would just posit all those things. Maybe they've got all these backups and all these plans. It doesn't feel like they do this time. I get it. You can't back yourself up at every position. I am waiting to see. This is a big, big, okay, TBA. It's a TBA roster, and that can get a little dangerous sometimes. Sometimes you can get away with it, but sometimes it can be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is that this roster is going to look different by the weekend, and it'll probably look different heading into the Seattle game. And they've got a plan to sort of plug the holes in the dam early on with their practice squatters. But you're right. I mean, that's contingent on all these guys you're counting on coming back to full strength actually doing that. And oftentimes that doesn't happen, or other guys get hurt in the meantime. You can definitely see that happening with this team. week one in Seattle.
Yep. Nobody's ever been hurt on that turf.
Fake field, a history of grisly 49ers injuries in Seattle. So, you know, it starts. It starts week one.
Artificial the second week, too. The dreaded back-to-back artificial turf.
That's right.
In New Orleans. Yeah. Probably not as much of a history of 49ers players lying on the field with busted up legs there. But
there have been a few. Kendall Hunter, I remember, in that Super Bowl year. That was a big injury because it forced LaMichael James into action. And they did not trust LaMichael James as much as they did their other running backs. So.
And then he got the ball in the Super Bowl and he fumbled it. That was a huge play. That was a huge play in that.
Well, another huge play is Frank Gore running down, huge gain towards the end of the game. But it was such a big gain that he had to come out. He was winded. So the 49ers are down there at the goal line and they have to put LaMichael James in. Mm-hmm. And LaMichael James had fumbled earlier in the game, and they didn't trust LaMichael James in those short yardage situations. And so that led to those curious play calls at the end and eventually a 49ers loss.
Yeah, well, they had Kaepernick keeping it on one of them, but it was false start?
Delay a game or Harbaugh called timeout.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, yeah, and they could have given it to Frank at some point in there, but they did not. I just saw Harbaugh, so I'm not going to be ripping him here.
I just saw Frank. Yeah,
I saw Frank too. So, all good. All right, that we just went through a confusing roster spot, but there could be a lot of answers in the next few days. There are secrets and there are puzzle pieces and there are little answers to come, and I'm sure they've got them. Let's see if it all worked out. All right, Barrows, I'm glad we got through the technology. Hopefully it gets all fixed in the future. You had issues. Dylan had issues yesterday. I have advice for all of you. Buy a new laptop. That's my advice. All right, everybody. See ya.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.